It's a communication device that's been around since Moses had mumps, and you could be using it today in your social media content strategy. G'day there, my name's Dino Power, I'm the founder of Byron New Media, and this audio boo is all about the call and response device. We probably know this best from its use in music, but it's also been used in sub-Saharan democracy, in religion, and it works perfectly in your creating your content. So the way it works, if we think about the example of African drumming, one drummer would put out the call. So he would beat out a musical phrase, and a second drummer would listen to that phrase and then respond with a complimentary phrase to the original. So call and then response. If you're thinking about creating content for social media, it very often needs to be very short and very succinct. So I'm thinking about your update to your Facebook page, a post that you might share on Twitter. It needs to be short, it needs to be succinct, because people have short attention spans and plenty of information that they could be consuming. So to really hit that sweet spot, think about a call and response structure. Frame it as a problem and solution. Break your post or your tweet or your whatever your content is into two parts. Frame the problem, present the solution. If we go back and analyze all of the blog posts, all of the tweets that we have put out over the last 6 to 7 years, the ones that have worked the best have this call and response structure. It allows you to be succinct, it allows you to be focused, and it hits the mark. People can understand that because we understand things through contrast. So remember, call and response. Problem, solution. First part of the tweet, update, blog post sets the scene. The second part complements and gives the response to the first. Hope that's been helpful for you. My name's Dino Power, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Byron New Media, or on Twitter at Byron New Media.